to episode 89 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
I'm Sean. Welcome to the Chad Lewis episode of Cracking the Spine.
That's for all the Philadelphia Eagles fans from 2006.
Yeah, Chad Lewis was number 89 on the Philadelphia Eagles of 2006.
I was told not to say this, but 89 is when you're 69 and a big butt.
In fairness, I'm not the one that told you to not say that.
No, you said save it, and Zane said don't save it.
Well, one of us was right.
Yeah.
You be the judge.
Welcome, thousands of new viewers who just subscribed.
Thousands.
What a short week it's been, you guys.
Oh my god, it's almost so short.
Feels like just yesterday it was August 3rd.
We just should wrap around to August 4th, and it would be like we did them 2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did.
Yeah, we should just have done that.
In fairness, in the interest of full disclosure, I've had a career change since the last time we recorded.
He's a male prostitute.
Which
now.
Is responsible for the scheduling difficulties. I am responsible, dear listener, for your inability to get new episodes of Cracking the Spine.
For now.
Because Josh and I are DTR 24/7.
DTR, down to rectum.
Doing time? Really?
Yep. You're both right. Amazingly.
Doing time,
you're both
really.
Right.
Amazingly.
Drawing the...
Oh my god. Rectum.
Rectum.
That's all I got for R today.
Good talk.
All right, what do we do here? Oh, right, this is the part where we...
What do we do
here? Sean, what are you reading?
Right now I'm reading a book called The Book of Dust by Philip Pullman.
By Bill Pullman's brother.
Nope. Philip Pullman is the author of the...
My life as Bill Pullman's brother.
And then one time he was at Independence Day and I said, that's my brother. The end.
No. Philip Pullman is the author of the His Dark Materials. That's The Golden Compass.
Oh, okay,
the
yeah.
The Subtle Knife. And
I have a question. Why does everything have a stupid, like, name for all the collections of things? Why is everything a thing? Why just
what?
Everything is a thing.
Why is everything a thing?
Everything's. This is from the.
Sean, would you care to respond?
Caca, poopy,
I am willing
collection.
To answer this question if I could get a little bit more clarification of what it
why
is.
Why is everything
asked.
A thing?
I already know the answer. It's I just sometimes.
Are you asking why do series have a name of the series?
Yeah, it's so they know that they go together. I got it. But sometimes I don't know the names of these series. I feel like they was it always called that?
Is your frustration that like. Each individual book has a title, and then, like, the whole series has a separate title?
My thing is, like, it's the people use them, and they're not why... Well, at least I don't know what the names of... Like you just said that, and I was like, I don't never even heard of that in my life, but I know what the Golden Compass is.
Okay. I mean, that kind of sounds like...
I'm mad because I'm ignorant.
Okay, American voter.
But I don't understand, like, is it always been called that? Is it like A New Hope? Did they name it that later on? Is that's my question.
I don't know when the series was named
okay.
His Dark Materials. But the series is called His Dark Materials. And it's The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, and...
The Golden Compass 2.
No, there's a third one.
Electric
Gleaming
Bogalos.
The Cube.
None of those things. Anyway, the book that I'm reading right now is called The Book of Dust.
Okay.
And it's a recently released book that will probably be on a lot of people's Christmas lists this year.
And it spoiler
is,
alert!
It is
He's hinting at us.
It's a prequel novel.
These are both getting it for Christmas.
In fact, it is a prequel to a trilogy. It is a prequel trilogy.
Oh my fucking god.
Hey, Johnny Star Wars, it's going to be okay.
So many things are happening.
But it's by Philip Pullman, and if you know anything about his Dark Materials, the character of Lyra was the lead character in those novels.
Lyra.
And this takes place in Lyra when Lyra was a baby. She's an infant.
That's going to be a boring book, because babies are boring and stupid.
Well, it's not about her, necessarily.
It's like Willow. I should just watch Willow.
How is the book?
It's really good.
How far into it are you?
I'm like two-thirds of the way through it. And the more I read, all I can think is I want to go back and read His Dark Materials.
Did you know that that's The Golden Compass?
I did.
The series?
I knew that because someone very smart told me that once.
That's what I was going to say.
Wait, was it me?
Yeah.
Am I very smart?
Yeah. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Okay. For now.
Take that, Alzheimer's. I will enjoy this while it lasts. Zane, what are you reading?
I am reading The Lies of Locke Lamora.
Yeah, you are? Is that true?
From the Bill Pullman series.
You're actually, no.
I am actually reading it. Why do you seem skeptical?
Because I've been...
When do I lie about things? Like, what am I, Josh?
You, been pitching this book to you for...
She's not me.
Like three...
I...
Cracking the spine weeks.
That's like 7 years in human years.
I really wanted to read that book, but I was between jobs, and I was trying to save money, and there was only one copy of that book in our library system, and it was proving very hard to get my hands on. But then I got a job, and so I bought the book.
You can buy a book. Zane's got a job. It's a real job.
The best part is you guys missed it. I gave Josh like this hand signal.
It's been so long. Nothing,
and he knew exactly that I needed klaxons.
Yeah, because I do like two things on this show. One of them is klaxons.
The other one is
bring in listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one is be an idiot.
So I'm not very far into it because I'm at a new job and I'm only like 3 weeks in, and so I haven't had a lot of extra time. But it is really good, and I really wanted to get into. I wanted to read it because I really needed a fantasy escape. I don't usually get super into fantasy books.
Hear that.
But then I liked like The Name of the Wind so much, right. And I just kind of wanted to be transported in that same way. And so I asked you, you know, if that would do that, and you said yes. Yeah, so I got very
Sean,
fixated on reading.
She looked at me.
Oh,
not
I'm
Josh.
Sorry. Yes. Listen, it's been a while.
We're out of practice. Can you tell?
So I'm reading that. I did also reread, I mean, you know, in the past week.
Oh, we're doing also? Because I can do some also too.
Oh, God, no one wants to listen to that list.
Oh, my God.
But I did also reread Name of the Wind because I was so desperate. You know, the current world events.
Holy shit, you reread Name of the Wind?
Yeah, man. It was so good the second time, too.
Well, I have her other book, so she can read that one.
Oh, my God, yeah, I
can
read the second one. Because
I know what I'm getting Zane for Christmas.
All the things he has
her book back. And then I'll just buy the book.
Spoilers. Actually, no spoilers, because this will probably go up at some point in, like, February.
February?
I don't know. I'm working on a cracking the spine timetable here, you guys.
Yes, that's what we do here.
Welcome to the Super Bowl episode of Cracking the Spine.
Go Martian Raiders!
Go Eagles, because they're going to be
shut
there.
Shut the fuck up, dude. You don't do that.
I did.
Josh?
I'm confident.
Steelers are going to the Super Bowl. Zane knows that.
Here we go.
Are you reading anything?
No, but I did a fun thing that deals with books.
What's that?
What is it?
I met Sam Sykes, and he was on another show I do. So that counts
as a
book.
Man, I'm so glad
thing.
He was on your non-book related show.
Super cool that you booked Sam Sykes on your
fucking
video game show.
Good for you, I guess.
He doesn't want to talk about books. He does books.
When do we ever talk about books?
No, I thought about asking him, but I didn't.
We'll get there.
Appropriate.
We'll
get he was there. Here for like
Jesus.
A day.
You are the worst.
I wasn't
going
to bring it up.
The
to be honest
show.
With you. He's
sorry.
Not the host. It's my show. I'm the only person who's been on every episode.
No responsibility. Cool with it.
He's just the bait.
Oh, Zane's book is also on my coffee table, sitting there, waiting for me to read it.
What book?
Yeah, but you were all, like, pissy. You were like, it's a hardcover and it's hard to read.
That
oh my god,
true.
Are there two Joshes in here? That's not just like Josh.
That's very true. I did say that.
Hey, what book are we talking about?
Oh my god, it's all Josh's.
Hi guys, welcome to Cracking the Josh. I'm offensive.
It was a Valley Girl impression.
Yeah, I was kind of going more.
Oh, I see. Zane has co-opted the Valley Girl.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
She did.
Good
she
try.
Did. She
Thanks.
Did be
it
a
is,
Valley Girl.
He's talking about the Wise Man's Fear.
Yeah. Which
oh, okay.
I'm also kind of.
It's dumb that you haven't read it because you love
I
the first book
know.
So much.
I was talking about to Paul.
Did you hear the part where she said that you were dumb?
I'm immune.
Here,
to
let
it.
Me do it again. You're. Fucking stupid.
No, that's not what you said. Stupid is different. Josh, what she really said is,
I'm simple.
You dumb.
Oh,
you're such a dumb.
Hey man, no responsibilities.
All right, cool. So, I think we're right back into it,
yeah.
Guys. I think,
yes.
You know, like a record hitting its groove.
Man,
the needle
listeners
is
lucky.
Scratching the back
spine.
Of the
ew.
Spine.
Nope, gross.
All right.
Oh, well, let's
take a little break, and when we come back, it might get spooky.
Oh, it's Halloween.
Welcome on back to episode 89 of Cracking the Spine. Still Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh.
And this week, we've got a great topic brought to us by a listener who we promised that we were going to record on or around Halloween.
So it's definitely so now. So
check your calendar, because it's Halloween somewhere.
That's right.
Zane, what was that topic?
At Steve Nemzik.
I know that guy. Oh my god.
suggested that we talk about real scary stories from your youth. I grew up in Appalachia. I knew of an abandoned house up in the mountains that was haunted. You could see it from the trail at the top of my street. There would be lights in the windows, and sometimes you heard whispers in the wind.
Whisper! Lights in the window! Ghosts do this noise! You think after we die, like, we'll just be like, hey,
it's me, Joe.
Welcome to episode 84.
69, dude.
Undead cracking the spine.
That's a ghost klaxon.
That would suck. That would be hell. Suck. Hell would be listening to a podcast of ghosts.
Just all in ghost voice. Yeah. We can make that happen.
By the way, future episode note.
We're so
next
ghosts.
Halloween.
We're gonna
let's just do a ghost episode.
We're ghosts now.
I think every episode that we don't post is a ghost episode.
That's true.
People are listening to ghost episodes right now.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, me.
Think about it.
I was just gonna say that I think that growing up in Appalachia, spookiest childhood ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
It seems to me like there's not a lot of good stories, you know, happy except, ending stories that start with, I grew up in Appalachia.
Except the Waltons. That's the only happy
it wasn't
story.
Wasn't Appalachia?
Yeah, it was. Yes,
sure
it was.
Pretty sure that was Kansas. And
the mountains of Kansas? They live on Walton Mountain. There's no mountains in Kansas.
Listen, in the interest of full disclosure,
it's like Tennessee.
I've never watched the Waltons.
Yeah, well lucky fucking you.
Good that you chose this hill to die on.
I didn't want to watch it, but I did.
So I used to work at a restaurant called Mr. Ron's.
Oh god, this is already so spooky.
And Mr. Ron's was known...
Oh, is this the start of the ghost story?
Yeah, he's telling
it's
a story.
It's not a ghost story. It's more of an urban legend. But yes, we're getting back to the topic.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Now I'm ready.
It was after selling newspapers on my church steps, it was my first job.
You were a newsie at your church steps?
Yeah.
This just in.
I wasn't...
Mountains discovered in Kansas.
No, I didn't have to hawk the news.
Look at my cool newsie hat. It's new. Or old.
Anywho, from second grade till 12th grade, I sold newspapers on the church steps of Epiphany of Our Lord every Sunday morning.
Okay.
But the first job I had after that, I was a busboy at Mr. Ron's. And you had to be 15 to get the job.
Yeah.
So when I was 15, I got the job. And it was $2.75 an hour.
Plus I the big bucks.
Plus I split the tips with the bartender.
That sucks.
And I'm pretty sure, aka 100% no.
That's what pretty sure means.
That the bartender did not give me my full
Oh, tips. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was 15.
Yeah.
But Mr. Ron's was haunted.
Yeah.
How haunted was it?
Well, it was an old mansion, and Mr. Ron was not actually the original owner. He had a really famous coleslaw recipe. In fact, if you're in the Montgomery County, Pennsylvania area today, you may still enjoy Mr. Ron's coleslaw.
I only eat my grandma's coleslaw. Sorry, Mr.
Ghost
Ron.
Coleslaw?
Ghost slaw.
Honestly, I don't touch coleslaw because it's cabbage.
What's in it? Ectoplasm?
But I remember distinctly one night, it was a closing shift on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And we were standing outside.
The haunting shift.
And Jim, who was the lead chef. No, he was the lead chef. And it was prime rib night, which was $6.99 prime rib, all you could eat.
Ghosts love all you can eat.
Because at that time, that was a price that seemed high.
Right.
But wasn't too bad. Like, right now, $6.99 prime rib, all you can eat.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're going crazy on that.
Yeah.
That's, you're going to die from prime rib.
But this is like 1980.
32.
No. No. We didn't have Prime Rim in 32s.
1988. How old are you?
No, I'm 15.
91.
Yeah. Well done. 91. He did it in his head.
Josh remains the only person at the table who can do math.
I would say Josh is the only person at the table who is willing to do math, but either way. But we were standing outside. It was me and Jim, and the dishwasher's name was, I want to say Paco, but it may have been Pablo.
Call him Jim, too.
Anyway, it was the three of us, and we were smoking cigarettes.
Nice.
So that was 15.
91, baby.
And it was the style at the time. You could get them at Wawa. You get a pack of Marlboro Lights at Wawa for $1.82.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I really am
the
an old man.
The weirdest part of this story
is you don't remember how old you are.
You remember all the prices, yeah. But you couldn't remember what year it was.
I think I graduated, some say, in 1994, but who can really know anymore?
So we're standing out in the parking
lot. Cigarettes only cost a nickel.
We're standing out in the parking lot smoking our squares. And a guy walks from between two parked cars, and he walks, and all three of us saw it as clear as day.
Yeah.
And he walks across the parking lot, and he walked between Jim and the dishwasher. I'm going to say it's Pablo. I'm pretty sure it's Pablo.
Yeah, you better hope it's Pablo.
And he walks between the two of them, and he walks into a doorway that had been sealed off. It was no longer used as a doorway. In fact, it was painted on the outside, like, this door blocked, and if you were on the other side of the door, like, and he walked in, and we all saw it, and it was a ghost.
And what did you say to each other then?
We all sort of looked at each other, and we were like, did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that happen? Yeah. And Jim was like, because Jim was like this old ex-con, like, this place employed a lot of ex-cons.
Yeah, it's a restaurant, so yeah.
And Jim was like, I'm glad you guys saw that, because usually I'm the only one who sees it, and if I see it by myself, probably didn't happen.
Classic Jim.
So that's one of my ghost stories.
That's a good one.
That's who's next?
My house is weird. Weird stuff happens in my house.
You have a house?
My apartment, my building. Now everyone's going to know where to find me now because I'm going to have
Wait,
to
look for the house. Wait, does spooky stuff happen in your apartment or just in the building?
Both. So it hasn't happened in a while. But
didn't you once tell me or say on the show that your house was like a stop on the Underground Railroad?
No. There is a house in the town I live in that was. I think there's two.
Okay.
But not my house. But my house was built in 1927, and it's my family's business has been around since 1912, but they moved and they built this place. So
wait, I did not know that. So you're
it wasn't
fourth
originally.
Generation?
Fifth.
Wow, that's crazy. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it's great. What do you do for a living, Josh? Oh, nothing. Internet.
I shit post on the internet.
What the hell's the internet?
You heard of Sam Sykes? Yeah, he's a big deal.
All of my family has like lived in my apartment that I live in now, which is huge. Zane has been in it once or twice. It's very big. It's very old looking.
I got to the top of the steps, like to the threshold.
No boys allowed. Sorry.
But it was like a vampire thing. Like I wasn't invited in.
You can't come in. But well, like,
no, I get that. I mean, Zane got in.
Mm-hmm. More than
Zane,
once.
Did you get in?
Oh, I totally got it.
Yo, give it up. That was a high five sound, you guys.
Here. I'm wearing gloves.
Idiot.
Yeah, that's why I did it, Zane.
Yeah, you got me.
Don't worry, guys. I'm not going to edit this
So, anyway.
I don't edit the show anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, one night, it was probably 2003-ish.
Well, let's let Josh do the math on it.
I was not 21 yet. I was like 20 as I turned 21 in 2004, because I remember how old I am.
That sounds like 2003-ish.
Okay. 2003-ish. My then girlfriend used to go to school.
Wait, I'm sorry. Was it Halloween night?
No.
Could it be?
It could be, for the story purposes. It was Halloween night.
Mmm, spooky.
And,
Theremin noise.
That's why they talk like that. They get it from the theremin. It was, she used to, like, come home to my house in the middle of the night sometimes and just sleep there.
Yeah, I bet she did.
To my window.
Exactly.
Come inside, wait by the light of the moon.
God.
I thought there was going to be a joke in there. You just kept singing
the song. Kept singing the song.
Wilson Phillips.
There it is.
Totally not them.
So I woke up in the middle of the night. Something wakes me up, right? Like, something, like, shakes me awake. Jesus. And I get up and I'm like, oh, it must be my girlfriend. And the hallway light is on. And I'm like, oh, finally.
Now, how far is the hallway from where you're sleeping?
I was sleeping in the living room on the couch. I just fell asleep there.
So it's like, is it like a room away?
Yeah, it's like a room away. Okay. Like, I can see the light from the door. And the way the couch used to be then, like, you could see past the... It's my house is like super feng shui fucky too. Like, it's got all these weird angles and like secret, like little, it's like fucked up. And like, so I was like, okay, well, she's gonna like come in here and wake me up and tell me or whatever. And she's here or do other things or whatever. And like,
what kind of things?
Other things. Like, and what? I'm like, hey, just like turn the light off. And like, I go back to sleep and I woke up the next day and like, the light wasn't on. Like, she wasn't there. But I heard. Somebody, so either somebody like
Josh
broke into my house.
Actual ghosted.
I got ghosted. Yeah, I got for reals ghosted. I saw a black ball floating above the couch one time. There's pictures of the living room. I don't know if you buy into this shit. Like, I.
Oh, the like orbs and
there's
stuff?
There's tons of that shit in
Do
pictures.
Do you buy into that shit?
Not really, but it's like super fun to
yeah,
like.
It is fun.
It's super
yeah.
fun, right?
Didn't yeah. you once go to and if you don't want to talk about it, we can edit it out, like for real. Didn't you once go to like that abandoned
yeah, I did.
Mental institution?
Yeah, I did.
And felt like some stuff.
It
like,
was weird. There was some weird shit going on.
Can we talk about that?
Or? Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I went with if anyone listens to this who watches Continuum, I went with Nick. To shoot something for his job.
Anyone who listens to this watches Continuum.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know.
They do.
They 100% do.
Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. Yeah, so we went to, like, do this, like...
What was it called? Was it Lyndhurst?
Penhurst.
Penhurst.
So my great-uncle...
Of the famous Hursts.
Of the Patty Penhurst. My great-uncle, who had Down syndrome, was in... Penhurst.
So
for a while,
for background, for people who don't watch Continue, what is Penhurst?
Penhurst was a super fucked up mental institution where so many people were in it that like they did like in the 60s they did like an expose about it.
The 1960s
about how like fucked up this place was. Not the 1860s. They weren't doing exposés on that then.
But not in, like the 60s, like 60 years after the birth of Christ.
Is he trying to make you seem old? Is that what this is?
I don't know.
I'm trying to test his math skills.
Oh.
Oh,
boy,
right.
Is it working?
Showed me.
So anyway, you went and took like a film crew. Like
yeah, well, we went and like I don't know how much of this stuff was like a thing, right? Like I don't know how much of it was like we're gonna spook these guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which totally could have been. A thing. Like, they could have easily set up some shit that was, like, not going on.
Oh, you think, like, that you got set up, like...
It's possible.
You got catfished.
I'm saying it's possible. I don't know if that's what happened, but, like, I saw a dog, a black dog, walk across, a underground, like, where all the fucking weird shit happened.
Like, in an abandoned mental institution.
In an abandoned mental institution, underground... We were in the pitch black and we had flashlights and somebody like I heard like a shh.
It's the Grimm.
And I saw, I'm getting goosebumps because it was weird. And like somebody turned and I just see this dog just like walk and I was like, all right.
Time to go.
That's pretty fucked up. It was weird. And you heard like when Nick and I were there, we were standing outside like getting the cameras ready and I heard a little girl laugh and we both looked at each other and we were like, okay. And Nick was like the look on his face was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird. So,
I
don't know.
Did you think, because I don't, maybe I don't remember the conversation with you, but did you think at the time that you were being set up, or did that only come, like, in hindsight?
I mean, I know, like, how this works, right? Like, I know that they have to, like, it has to be spooky or that's the fun of it, right?
Right.
Right.
So, like, I knew, like it was possible. I know that there's people who really believe this stuff, though, and, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. There are weird things that, like, I think human beings can't explain, and I don't know what that is, but...
All right, Zane, bring it home. Where's your spookiest story? Top that.
What's your poopiest story?
Well, the one that I thought of right away, the high school that I went to, a lot of the buildings on campus were very old.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them were rumored to be haunted. But yeah. One in particular...
Ghost dorm.
Was built in 1756. And the guy who built it... Well, it's relevant. The guy who built it passed it on to his son in 1781. And his son was a doctor.
Oh,
and
God.
Apparently after the Revolutionary Cadavers. War...
I would have been so proud. My son was a doctor.
He could still be one.
Dug up a body of a soldier who had died
of
disease so that he could dissect it. Mm-hmm. But then he buried the body in the basement when he was done with it.
That's stupid.
And ever since then...
That's how you get ghosts.
It's done been with rumored this body. To be extremely haunted.
Yeah.
Specifically, like, if you pass over the site of the grave in the house with a lit candle, the candle will go out.
That's cool. Can we go to this place without being weird?
People still, like, teachers live there.
Podcast road trip!
Like, it's still on the grounds, and it's like a residence now.
Right.
Where the teachers live. So I had a friend...
How many teachers have been killed by this ghost?
None, but it's...
Yes, none yet. None yet, thank you.
Everyone said it's super spooky, and one of the girls that I was in class with was the daughter of one of the teachers who lived in that house.
Right.
So she lived there and she grew up there and
she
used to go in there
the
and you could hear like footsteps in the hallway, like someone like running by you and up the steps.
Like
there's a lot of weird shit like that.
Maybe it's because I've been very myopic in my childhood and like adolescence, but I feel like we live in a part of the country.
I was just going to say this.
That has a shit ton... Like, we live in...
Well, we live in the oldest part of the country. This is the oldest it gets around here.
It's the oldest part of the European
story of our country.
I'm just saying.
No.
Like, my guess would be that if you lived in, like, Arizona or Nevada or Utah, there are equal number of stories of, like, native people that are also unsettled souls.
Right.
I think what we end up with is that, like, ghosts that look like us.
Yeah, well, a lot of them, like, Zane, you said, like, Revolutionary War soldier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a lot. A lot of ghost stories are that or Civil War.
Civil War, right. Yeah.
Like, they say if you go to Gettysburg, it's, like, super haunted.
Well, and just, you know, like, especially, I guess we're all from the Northeast, so I don't know. But up here, it has a lot to do with, like, old houses.
Your old house is fucking scary.
My parents' house is really spooky.
Dude, it's creepzilla.
I'm not allowed to talk about it with my wife, who grew up in that house.
Your old room
No, my room was safe.
Nope.
Dude,
it was Paige's room.
That fucking hole in that ceiling. That hole in that ceiling, when I'm in there, thank God I'm usually blasted drunk because I'm like, this
Paige's,
is creepy.
Room sitting room.
That's
super fucking haunted.
In my parents' house.
Creepy door opening!
It's me!
It's Dan! So my parents' house, the original part of the house was built in the early
1700s. 1710, I think.
It is somewhere around then.
I think that's right.
It is somewhere around then.
I remember numbers really well.
I was 17 that year.
Unfortunately, the person who usually tells that story is my dad, who will exaggerate dates. So
1506.
Yeah. So it's the sitting room, and then there's a room above it. That's the oldest part of the house, and it also includes the basement.
We
generously call a basement, but is really a cellar.
It's like for hobbit people,
because
that's how tall people were.
No, you can stand up in there, but it's super creepy.
You can stand up in there. It's when I go down there, I'm always like,
you guys should go down in my. I can't even stand in my basement.
Well, this house is old as shit too.
But anyway, and then like. As time went on, like, different parts of the house were added, and you can feel, especially in the middle of the night, like, you can feel a difference between the newer part of the house, and then when you pass over the threshold into the oldest part of the house, like, you can absolutely feel a chill run down your spine. And when I was little, my room was in, like, one of the newer parts of the house, and I had to go down this back stairwell.
Oh, my God, that back stairwell.
To get into the sitting room so I could get to the kitchen, like, to get water or something.
No way.
The kitchen was a safe space because the kitchen is newer. And I'd, like, you know, like, get my glass of water, and then I'd race back up the steps. And, like, no joke, as soon as I passed over the threshold into the newer part of the house, the relief would just, like, you could – it was like, oh, my God, I'm okay. I'm safe. Everything's okay. That, I mean – like, haunting after haunting.
Can I bring up the specter of psychosomatic? Of not just to your story, Zane, and not just to your story, Josh, but mine as well. Like,
sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're told that something is spooky scary so many times, and you just start to believe it.
And you're told it because you share an experience with someone else that makes it real. But, like, that doesn't, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. It could be some outside stimuli that, like, you don't
exactly know. There are far more nights when I don't see a ghost than when I do.
Right.
Well, and for me, a lot of, like, my ghost sightings growing up in that house were realistically when I was young. And so, like, that's not that hard for me to put imagine. Together, you know, that, like, did I actually see a girl standing in my doorway blocking me from leaving my room when I was little?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Was I just a scared child at night?
Yeah, that house is fucking creepy, though, man.
Dude, stuff used to get pulled off of my bookshelves in the middle of the night.
Doors have slammed in my house.
Super creepy.
Which is...
My mom used to hear a woman crying in the middle of the night when they first moved into the house.
I heard somebody downstairs.
And then after my sister was born, the woman stopped crying.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, world.
You didn't have anything to do with
it. I married her.
My mom found out that there were very few owners of that house over time, and someone who lived in that house, a woman, lost a child very, very young. And so my mom's theory was that that ghost was watching over Paige. Of course, Paige got that ghost. I got the ghost that knocked shit off of my bookshelves.
Yeah, you got the stupid ghost.
Yeah, I got, like, the dumb, scary
ghost. In fairness, you had some shit books when you were a kid.
Probably. So many Saddle Club books.
Exactly.
They're all right there now.
I went down in the store one time, and I heard someone say, "Hey," I'm like, from the back, and I was like,
"You want some drugs?"
I was like, "Time to go upstairs now."
I was like, "Yo, for real?
Yo, you got weed? You got any ghost weed?"
I had a sleepover once when I was a junior in high school, so it was 1992 into 93, one of those years. Yeah, I did it.
Because I gave you the... I did the hard part.
Cashed it all the preliminary math.
You added one.
And we were at my friend Brian's house, and fun fact, Brian has turned into a super conservative Trump supporter
who believes in conspiracy
theories.
So he definitely listens to Cracking the Spine.
For sure.
We talk about conspiracy theories.
And we were in classic his basement, Brian. And his parents had, like, his parents had a really nice house, and the basement, the way the basement steps worked was, like, you came down the majority of the steps, it was like 11 steps down.
And the second half was a slide?
No, then you had to turn a corner to come down the other two steps. And the 11 steps down was like drywall.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you would open the door and then like be faced with steps in front of you. And before you entered the basement, you had to make a left.
Another turn.
To go downstairs.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So we were all hanging. There were six or seven of us hanging out. And this, we were not smoking weed at that point in our lives. That came later.
2 weeks later.
Pretty much.
From the weed ghost.
And
hadn't met the ghost yet.
Not yet.
And we were drinking. We were drinking alcohol.
Sure.
Because Brian's parents were gone. And we heard the basement door open.
Yeah.
It was like a door.
Right.
And it creaked a little bit. And then we heard somebody coming down the steps. We didn't hear footsteps on the stairs. We heard
right.
Like sliding on the drywall. Like someone was like rubbing up against the wall. Yeah. And they made it down.
It's like the worst noise.
Yeah. And it's like you can feel it on your shoulder. Yeah. Like,
and we got scared because his parents were gone and we were drinking.
Right.
And we were worried
it's the cops.
That like
someone was gonna catch
that, right. that we were busted.
Yeah.
So like we shut up and we hear this like scraping against the wall, and it stopped where the drywall like turned.
Yeah.
And then we heard the sliding go back upstairs.
Oh my God.
And the door closed.
Dude, I legit just got goosebumps. That's the creepiest
that
story
freaks
of the night.
Me the fuck out, because like I'm way more afraid of like an actual, like, do you know that video a couple of, maybe a year or two ago? It was like that couple in Washington who, like, now we're getting into it, who, like,
they, like, 35 minutes into the show.
Yeah, like, she, like, the wife, like, lost her purse, and she was like, where the fuck is my purse? And, like, they, like, set up a camera, like, in their house to, like, see
is
if,
it, like, a homeless person
and it was,
living
like,
in their attic?
It was, like, a person would just walk into their fucking house when they were sleeping on the couch.
It's the naked guy.
And it's the fucking naked guy. And he would just fucking watch them. That freaks me the fuck out, dude. That shit is fucked up.
So anyway, we like went up the stairs and opened the door and looked down the long hallway. No one there.
Jesus Christ, I don't like that.
And I can, and I, you guys know people who can verify the story. My brother-in-law Chris knows yeah. this story. Chris, if you're listening, hey buddy.
Buke.
Anywho.
Buke.
Glad I saved the spookiest story for last. For last. We're gonna take a little break right now. When we come back.
If we come back.
Woo!
Welcome back to Spooky the Spine. I'm Spooks Henderson.
I'm Zane, and it's episode 89.
They know that, Zane.
Okay. Damn.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm Zane.
Hi, Zane.
Hey.
What's up?
Love my horses.
Uh-huh.
They're the spookiest of all the animals.
They are a little bit. Headless Horseman rides one. Spooky.
Horses aren't spooky.
Name a spookier animal and name a spookier instrument than the Barry Sax.
I will. Okay.
Than the Barry Sax. Theremin, 100%.
Well, we were saying.
We talked about this before. The spookiest instruments in order.
Theremin.
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 Theremin. Theremin.
No.
Theremin. Harpsichord.
Harpsichord.
Theremin.
Harpsichord.
The xylophone made of human bones.
Xylophone made of bones, yes.
That's three.
That's number three.
Then Barry Sax.
What about the piano made of human, like the organ?
Self-playing piano.
Self-playing piano is a good one.
Player piano.
Player piano.
Super spooky.
So spooky. A ghost could be playing it. You don't know.
Wait, did clarinet. I turn on a player piano, or did you? Oboe's spookier than clarinet.
Yeah, they're both pretty spooky, though.
Clarinet's not spooky. Clarinet's kind of goofy.
Clarinet's pretty spooky. When you see it floating around, just playing itself. No,
that's, any instrument, if I saw a recorder floating around playing itself, that's spooky.
Less spooky than a clarinet, though, right?
If there's a floating clarinet next to a floating recorder. A
floating clarinet's spookier.
What songs are playing?
Some ghost ass shit. I don't know. Some fucking ghost song.
Monster Mash?
No! It's not playing the Monster Mash. We've been going over this. Monster Mash could be any time in the month. Any time of the year could be Monster Mash.
You've gone over this. And you've...
What about, what if it's playing the song that Monster Mash is, like, telling the story about?
Yeah, what if there's, like, a different song that happened that night during the Monster Mash?
Because Monster Mash is, like a story within a story.
But what's the question? Clarinet or recorder?
Yeah.
Floating clarinet.
Floating clarinet floating or recorder. Floating recorder.
I'll go clarinet recorder.
See?
In order.
There you go. That's my point.
But, again, theremin.
Yes.
Harpsichord.
Xylophone
skull,
bones.
Skull, bones xylophone.
That's super spooky.
Barry Sax.
Barry Sax is,
organ.
It's a little on the nose, Zane.
More on the nose than a xylophone made
unless
of bones?
Unless it's the Goonies organ, and then sure. Made out of fingers. But that's kind of like xylophone bones. Yeah. Way to jump on that. Way to modify it slightly.
The thing I'm going to say about the organ being a spooky instrument is Here's why. Because you can set the organ to play all these different tones and sounds.
But player piano basically made the list.
I'll tell you why organ isn't spooky, because of baseball games.
I think player piano is creepier than Barry Sax.
Player piano is spookier than Barry Sax? You can get right the fuck out.
No, because player pianos are usually playing like, I'm in a freaking saloon song, you know? Like, they're not spooky songs. Harpsichords, every song is spooky.
But they play themselves.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's why
it's on the list.
It's on the list.
Now, the real question is, player piano or floating clarinet?
You know what the worst part about this discussion is?
It's hard to
you
say.
You guys already decided on the order before I was ever a part of this conversation.
You're welcome.
Actually, you were totally a part of this conversation when it happened.
And fuck you.
No. Yeah, you were there when it happened.
Yeah, but at some point you guys finalized the numbers.
Yeah, we ran the numbers and we came up with an algorithm.
I wasn't there for
1991.
That part, yeah, which means that whatever I say now, you guys are just going to ignore.
Uh-huh. What? I wish Zane was here.
I wish Zane wasn't a ghost the whole time of this episode.
Yo, spoiler alert.
Shit!
Come on, Shyamalan.
I think we had other stuff we were going to talk about.
Facebook. Smooth. Twitter. No. Oh.
We're not there yet. We have other things.
It's the third segment.
Jesus fucking Christ. I know. Christ.
We're extending.
Did you guys ever hear of any, like, local urban legends?
No. Should I have?
I have.
Facebook, Twitter, email.
Zane's
See you guys
house.
Next week.
Don't go there.
Honestly, I didn't have, I don't remember any, like, urban legends of, like, don't go to this place after a certain hour.
We did in my town.
Other than, you know, you'll get jumped. Like, it wasn't ghosts. It was, that's where teenagers go to drink.
Yeah.
Or smoke drugs.
Smoke drugs. We had a glass house on a mountain, and they said that albinos live there, and I don't know if that's true. But, you know, could have just been some redheads.
Oh, I'm sorry. That does remind me.
Oh, God.
It's not scary, but it's a true story of... So, a friend of mine grew up in Delaware County, which is, like, to the west of where we are. And he told this story of there was a hospital that specialized in dwarfism.
Okay.
Is that what we call it now?
Dwarfism is a dwarfism. Thing.
At the risk of, like, telling...
No, dwarfism is
I think it's still... Yeah, I don't know.
And he said that there was this...
I believe.
There was this development, like, this cul-de-sac... of houses that had all been built for little people. And that, like, they looked like McMansions.
But they were small.
But they were all small.
Yeah.
And we were like, nope, don't buy it. And one night we went driving around and he took us, and this was after we had started smoking weed, so.
This is probably super creepy now.
Took it long. No, actually it wasn't creepy at all. But it was like this light, like this night of driving, we were like, nope, you made it up. And he's like, no, wait, it's right around this corner. He'd go around that corner. Nope, nothing there. No, nope, oh you made God. It up. No. And eventually, we pull into this neighborhood, and damned if we didn't find these half-size houses.
Dude.
Every driveway. Every driveway, SUV.
Interesting.
I think, I think that might have something to do with, like, because they have, like, controls and stuff. I watched that show. Little World, Big World, Little People,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they have, like, controls. I don't know if those are, like, easier to do SUVs or something. Mm-hmm.
I just
don't know.
In our heads, we were just like...
That was ironic.
Overcompensating. Freudian. It's a thing. I didn't make that up.
Freudian?
Yeah, man. You drive the big car because of your small penis.
Oh, right.
That's why I drive the Mazda 2.
Because it's tiny, like my penis.
No.
Okay, now for real.
Tell me about the glass house.
Albinos maybe lived there.
No, but it was like super haunted. It was just creepy. And there's also like a mason temple. It's like a little tiny pyramid. It's in like Nakamixon State Park, and like it's like weird. But all that stuff is supposed to be weird. Masons love to like. Be like,
Beard.
We're weird.
The double blind.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's all like, yeah,
oh, we're messing with you.
It's
wink, wink.
Right, it's totally that.
Zane, what about you? Did you have any, like...
I was trying to think. I mean, there are a couple places. There's like a restaurant in down the road that's supposedly haunted.
Mr. Ron's?
Ghosties.
And a museum. That's supposedly haunted.
What museum?
Like,
let's go. Let's make it a road trip.
Fawn Hill?
Oh, Fawn Hill fucking is haunted as
Fawn
shit.
Fawn Hill's supposed to be haunted, but it's haunted by like... staff. It's
because they got treated
like
shit.
Hospitality staff or like I don't know. The ghost stories were never like, ooh,
dude, that was
scary,
suck.
But further away, like the first one I thought it was Centralia.
Oh, Centralia,
yeah.
Which is super spooky.
I've never been there.
I never have either.
You know, the town that's on fire.
From underground.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
You're welcome, Earth.
Pennsylvania, which I haven't been to Centralia.
I never have.
I have friends that went and said it's just fucking really
but like,
spooky.
Just going back to the Fawn Hill, like, ghosts that were the staff.
Yeah.
Could you imagine dying, and for eternity, your hell is...
Work.
You go to your job?
That's awful. I mean, that is hell.
No, I don't want to do that.
You would come here.
Oh,
you'd
be on the internet
and
forever.
Hang out with us.
Oh god,
you like electricity gremlin and Gremlins too.
Oh, cool.
You'd be just like
that. I saw that one in the movie theater, but not the first one. I wasn't old enough yet.
John, how old were you?
Facebook.
37.
Twitter.
All right.
Instagram.
We don't have that.
Snapchat.
Even Josh knows that we don't have
Mastodon.
Instagram. Mastodon. Get on Mastodon, everybody.
That's going to last forever.
Okay. But
email.
We miss you.
Zane's mailbox.
Send us mail in our mailbox.
Pony Express.
Zane will print them out.
CrackingTheSpineShow@gmail.com. At Cracking Spine.
We love you guys. Sorry it's been such a long week.
We hope that this spooky Halloween episode gets you through Thanksgiving.
Halloween. Or keeps you awake for all night long.
In November.
The Halloweeniest month ever.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.